It's news time. It's 5 o'clock.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth. Brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the show. We're going to deliver to you your fair share of the truth today. Joanne Chesmart killed a New Jersey state trooper named Werner Forrester during a traffic stop. Though she received a life sentence, Chesmart fled to Cuba, where she has been taking refuge from the American legal system ever since. She joined Charlie Hill, who in 1971 killed a state trooper in New Mexico, then hijacked a plane to Cuba. These two cop killers joined almost 70 other American murderers, bank robbers, and others sought by the FBI who have taken up residence in Cuba to avoid the American legal system. When Barack Obama struck a deal with Cuba, Cuba got everything it wanted, but the United States did not get back a single felon. Now, we have struck a deal with Iran. Iran can become a nuclear power, but four Americans languishing in Iran cannot come home. For that matter, Iran at the last minute demanded an end to the arms embargo imposed on that nation. Barack Obama gave in, but he never asked that four Americans be re-returned. For perspective, Mr. Obama traded five members of the Taliban for one American traitor, but has patently refused to insist on multiple cop killers be returned from Cuba or multiple American citizens held on trumped-up charges to be returned from Iran. This is a stunning display of moral cowardice. Mr. Obama struck a nuclear deal with Iran, but he leaves four U.S. citizens imprisoned. The historic deal with Iran grants it billions of dollars in sanctions relief and new trade, a pathway to a nuclear weapon, and the privilege of being one of the only nuclear powers in the Middle East. What does it give up? Nothing. It merely agrees to do for a time what it is already not allowed to do. So yesterday, the president gave a press conference, and it was more like a victory lap, really. It was a thumping of his chest to everyone there to say what a great deal it was. Major Garrett from CBS News asked a pertinent question, and the president did not like it. He glared at Major Garrett, and he became downright prickly. Listen up.
As you well know, there are four Americans in Iran, three held on trumped-up charges, according to your administration, one whereabouts unknown. Can you tell the country, sir, why you are content with all the fanfare around this deal to leave the conscience of this nation and the strength of this nation unaccounted for in relation to these four Americans?
I got to give you credit, Major, for how you craft those questions. For the notion that I'm content as I celebrate with American citizens languishing in Iranian jails, Major, that's nonsense. And you should know better.
Dana Bash on CNN said that Major Garrett crossed the line with his disrespectful question. He crossed the line. How is it disrespectful to ask What about the four Americans left behind? The president talks a lot about, and this is what he said. Remember when he traded for Bo Bergdahl? And the line was, well, we don't leave anybody behind. That's what the U.S. does. We don't leave anybody behind. Yet they have left these four Americans to languish in Iran. And you're going to tell me that you couldn't have brokered a deal to bring home these Americans? Dana Bash is an embarrassment to journalism. The lapdog media, once again, to the rescue. And she's not the only one. Don Lemon, another woman, Border, that was on CNN, they were also discussing this and saying that that Major Garrett should not have asked this. Even Greta Van Susteren last night on Fox was like, well, the question wasn't, it wasn't a nice question, the way he asked the question. Are you kidding me? Again, you've got four Americans that are sitting in an Iranian prison, and you couldn't have made that part of the deal? And let's talk about this deal here, because this is another thing that the president has said. He said that what I heard is, what's your alternative? He asked rhetorically. You should have some alternative to present, and I haven't heard that. And the reason is because there are only two alternatives here. One, he said, is diplomacy. Or it's resolved through force. Through war. Those are the options. Now, really? How are those the two? Why is it? The sanctions have been placed for 10 years now. And all of a sudden, there are only two options, which is a deal or war? Really? Why is that all of a sudden? Did we reach some threshold that I'm not aware of? Wherein we're on the brink of war? Really? That's the... See, this is, again, this false premise that it's either this deal... Or we're at war. And at war, somehow it'd be this apocalyptic event with Iran. Again, this is ridiculous. And Iran, all we've done, this is the thing too, that we've forgotten here, is this premise that somehow Iran, we went into the negotiation with Iran saying that you're not allowed to develop a nuclear weapon. Yet, what has happened is we just cast that aside and we said, okay, you can develop a nuclear weapon, but it's going to take a while. You can't do it for another 13 years. Which I don't buy that at all. The whole thing is just ridiculous. And I'm sure that the GOP will just roll over on this one. We've got Bob Ney from Talk Radio News out of Washington, D.C., former Ohio congressman. Bob, obviously you saw the press conference yesterday. The president was downright prickly.
I thought he was going to come off the podium and smack Major Garrett.
Yeah, he looked a little bit like Geraldo Rivera.
He gave him the death stare.
He did. He glared at him.
He
glared at him.
I mean, I at least got to give Obama credit, for the sense of, not just standing there normally like chill. He gave him a death stare.
Well, it must have gotten under his skin, clearly.
Oh, it did.
But Major Garrett is just asking a question. He's actually doing his job, which most members of the media don't seem to want to do.
Well, the press corps is angry at Major Garrett now. By the way, in D.C., I need to mention this because of the how he asked it, blah, blah, blah.
Right. I heard that yesterday.
Debate of the day. I mean, I would like to, If I was standing there, I seriously would like to have said, Mr. President, how'd you manage to get the Republicans to capitulate before you even got a deal with Iran on their resolution? They crafted something so doomed.
But it will pass.
Yeah, but... and then it'll be vetoed, but they doomed it, you know, and they've got to come back with this, you know, the override vote, and they gave themselves 60 days. They limited themselves to 30 or 60. I mean, I just wonder who does these things? You know, who crafts these to lose? I don't get it.
Well, and what I don't understand is that what the White House has been putting out and the talking points by the Democrats have been, well, our only alternative is we either do this deal or we're going to war. Why? I don't get that. Why all of a sudden are we going to go to war? Why? You know, I mean, these sanctions have been in place for like, what, 10 years now? But now we're going to go to war. I mean, if we don't get this deal done, we're going to war. Really? I mean,
well, you can see also Netanyahu had a conversation. Obama called him. Obama throws out, hey, we will do some things for you. Netanyahu is smart. He didn't bite on it. He'll bite on it later, but he didn't bite on it because he would be capitulating, you know, to the president. But this is an exercise in futility. It's all done. So now they've got to figure out how they legitimately can, you know, monitor the whole thing. It's such inside baseball. I mean, John McCain's daughter became the driving force of talk radio today.
Yeah, and she's a moron.
You know what I said on my Facebook site today? Well, if you ask her to move a glass of water across the table, she will struggle.
She's a moron.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I thought, you know, who does the talk about corruption in the press corps? Really?
No, it's and you know what's amazing is that everybody in Washington. I even saw like I just mentioned this. I even saw Greta Van Susteren was talking about the framing of the question and maybe Major Garrett shouldn't have framed the question that way. Are you kidding me? What happened to journalists? You know, what happened to the days of, you know, Mike Wallace walking into an office and doing the, you know, the ambush interview. And now that's considered, ill-mannered.
I mean, I think Garrett could have been even smarter in the way he asked it, smarter, to have trapped the president more versus giving the president the death stare eye time. But it's a free country. You can how's the media judge Major Garrett? Even if you don't agree with him, it's a free country.
What?
He has the right to ask. Something.
How about the Americans that are languishing in prison? Nobody cares about that. That, you know, we're worried about the framing of the question instead of the actual issue, which is the fact that we have four Americans in prison. And what happened to "we leave no one behind"? What happened
to
that?
Who is going to step up from the press corps seriously and investigate the fact that John McCain oversees broadcasting law and gets involved in it, and his daughter now it gets a syndicated job when she literally can't move a glass of water across the table if you ask her? Well, you think the media will do anything about that? The mainstream media? No.
Nope, not at all.
They're afraid.
Yep, they are always afraid. I got to run, but thank you so much for coming
thank
on
you.
The show. I appreciate it. We'll be right
thank
back.
You.
That's nonsense, and you should know better.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20, It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Things that make you go,
Look, you hear about it every day from Republicans and Democrats and everyone else who wants to tell you all the reasons why they're right and everyone else is wrong. If you've had enough, you're not alone. You deserve a show that offers unbiased truth and unfiltered debate. So tune in to Raging Sanity Radio with Will Hubbard and Alan Harvey, Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday had already dubbed the deal a historic mistake. More on this. First of all, I want to run this. This is from yesterday's news conference with the president. Go ahead.
Today, the United States, together with our allies and partners, has reached a historic understanding with Iran, which, if fully implemented, will prevent it from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And now we've got Benjamin Netanyahu's response.
Our concern, of course, is that the militant Islamic State of Iran is going to receive a sure path to nuclear weapons. Many of the restrictions that were supposed to prevent it from getting there will be lifted. And in addition, Iran will get a jackpot of cash bonanza of hundreds of billions of dollars, which will enable it to continue to pursue its aggression and terror in the region and in the world. This is a bad mistake of historic proportions. I think we will continue to have the job of defending our way of life, our freedoms, and our security.
Speaking of historic, we did a little bit of research and we pulled this out from the vault. This is a Neville Chamberlain, the great appeaser.
The settlement of the Czechoslovakian problem, which has now been achieved, is, in my view, only the prelude to a larger settlement in which all Europe may find peace.
This deal demonstrates that American diplomacy can bring about real and meaningful change. Change that makes our country and the world safer and more secure.
We regard the agreement signed last night and the Anglo-German naval agreement as symbolic of the desire of our two peoples never to go to war with one another again.
And peaceful resolution of conflict leads to more integration into the global economy, more engagement with the international community, and the ability of the Iranian people to prosper and thrive.
We are determined to continue our efforts to remove possible sources of difference and thus to contribute to assure the peace of Europe.
Today's announcement marks one more chapter in this pursuit of a safer and more helpful, more hopeful world.
Mm-hmm. You know, the... The more things change, the more they stay the same, right?
Yeah, Mark Stein said on Hannity last night that it's not fair to Neville Chamberlain to be compared.
It's true. You know, because Neville Chamberlain actually, you know, loved Britain, and he made an honest mistake, whereas Mr. Obama hates America. And this notion that they're going to get $100 billion and just spend it on infrastructure projects is laughable.
Or now buying, more weapons from the Russians and Chinese.
Of course they are. And It's very simple. This is not so hard to grasp here. Why would they want intercontinental ballistic missiles? Why would they want to be able to get conventional weapons? How is that good? You know what's amazing to me is how the left always talks about gun control. This is such a capitulation. Are they going to do background checks on the Iranians? I mean, there's so much talk all the time about gun control. The president talks about gun control constantly. It's his mantra. And now, the Iranians are going to be allowed to not only develop a nuclear weapon, not only are we going to help them along with it, they're going to get conventional weaponry, which they weren't able to get before, openly. Of course, they did it obviously on the black market. But now, there are going to be no restrictions. Why would they want that? Why would they want nuclear, they say, power? They don't want nuclear power. That is a joke. When it costs them $4 a barrel for oil. This notion that they want nuclear power is a joke. And again, we've been down this road before. We did the exact same thing over 20 years ago with North Korea. We did the exact same thing. And they are a member of the nuclear family. But we're going to allow Iran to have nuclear weapons. We're going to allow them to have ICBMs. We're going to allow them to have conventional weapons. The hypocrisy is so stunning. Because again, the left hates America. We talk about gay rights so much and gay marriage. Yet this is a country that executes gay people, executes them all the time. They treat women like crap. They're second-class citizens. And now we're going to give them every single issue that the left rails against Americans. In America, they are going to stand idly by and allow the Iranians to do everything that they're against. It is amazing. It's stunning. Why? You know, we're sitting here talking about Major Garrett and his question. But nobody questions Iran. I want to see Dana Bash. You think Dana Bash from CNN would exist in Iran? No! Dana Bash saying that Major Garrett's crossed the line, he's being disrespectful. To ask a question, why don't you guys do your job? Why don't you do your job? Why don't you do your job? And why don't we? If you're so concerned about war on women, if you're so concerned about gun control, if you're so concerned about all these issues that the left is so concerned about against Americans, because they hate Americans. Why is the left so self-loathing? And I always say this. They love The left loves diversity, just not diversity of thought. And we're going to applaud Bruce Jenner accepting an award for courage at the ESPYs. But they summarily hang gay people every single day in Iran. And that's okay. And we're going to allow them to have... What do you think they're going to use those conventional weapons for? What do you think that's for? What do you think the intercontinental ballistic missile systems are for?
This has such parallels to what happened in 94 with Clinton and North Korea. I mean, you know, same kind of deal. They got ICBMs now.
Yeah. And by the way, we don't mess with them, do we? No. We don't go after them, do we? The administration talks about and has talked about Assad. What a bad guy he is. And he's got to go. But they don't talk about North Korea, do they? No, because they got a bomb. And the same thing's going to happen now. And you can bet that the Saudis are already making a move. The Saudis are making a move. They're going to get a bomb. They're not going to stand idly by.
I saw where they were in negotiations with Israel yesterday.
Well, here's the irony. The ultimate irony is now that the Saudis and the Israelis are going to become allies now. How crazy is that? Crazy town. Because we know that the Saudis also are involved directly with funding ISIS. Okay? Because it's the strain of Wahhabism and the Sunnis. You see, it is such an incestuous relationship that goes on in the Middle East between these tribal factions, between the Sunnis and the Shiites. Makes your head spin. We're okay. We want Iran to be part of the world community. They're going to be part of the world community.
Did you watch the press conference yesterday?
Yeah, I did, actually. I was actually walked in. It's funny because I walked in the gym at the moment that Major Garrett asked the question. I mean, that honestly, that was one of the greatest questions that I've ever seen. And he is so thin-skinned. He's such a child. He's such a petulant child, Mr. Obama. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is a bad mistake. Of historic proportions.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hi, I'm sportscaster Wayne Larrabee. This is the Badger Mutual Insurance Sports Minute. For over 125 years, Badger Mutual Insurance has been protecting families and businesses. For 10 years here in Arizona, they've been offering their famous Midwestern service and work ethic for your auto, home, and commercial insurance needs. Let Badger Mutual Insurance show you their incredible personal service and fair and fast settling of claims. Ask your independent agent or visit BadgerMutual.com. Outside of baseball, none of the major pro sports lend themselves well to actual all-star competition. The sheer numbers of players it takes to play a football game makes it impossible to put together a team, even of all-stars, in a few days. The symmetry of timing and movement that makes for team success on the basketball court cannot be duplicated in a mid-season all-star game. The contest degenerates into a one-on-one skills competition. The best part of hockey's All-Star Weekend is the skills competition, not the game itself, which becomes an offensive farce. But at the focal point of every play in a baseball game is the individual matchup, pitcher against hitter, Clayton Kershaw versus Mike Trout. That can be accurately duplicated in an All-Star game, just at a higher level. Oh, and by the way, in baseball, there's something tangible on the line. To the winning league goes home field advantage for its representative in the World Series. Another point that distinguishes baseball's Midsummer Classic from all the other All-Star exhibitions. For the Badger Mutual Insurance Sports Minute, I'm Wayne Larrabee. When you have Badger Mutual Insurance, you can choose their roadside assistance, which will keep you and your vehicle on the road for just pennies a day. If your car breaks down, you'll be reimbursed for the expenses that occur. Badger Mutual Insurance's roadside assistance provides help for towing, jump starts, lockouts, fuel delivery, and even lodging expenses. Ask your independent agent about Badger Mutual Insurance's roadside assistance or visit BadgerMutual.com.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Robin Walensky. Former President George H.W. Bush in stable condition after falling and breaking a bone in his neck at his home in Kennebunkport, Maine. Bush is 91 years old. Details now from the Blaze Radio's Greg Moore.
Bush, who is 91, spent a significant amount of time in a Houston hospital in 2012 for bronchitis.
President Obama attempting to defend doing a nuke deal with Iran as he takes questions from reporters at the White House. He ends up going after one correspondent, Major Garrett, who seems to hit at the heart of the matter, questioning the president about four Americans who remain in prison in Iran.
Can you tell the country, sir, why you are content with all the fanfare around this deal to leave the conscience of this nation, the strength of this nation unaccounted for in relation to these four Americans?
That CBS White House correspondent Major Garrett, the president then publicly scolding Garrett for asking the question.
The notion that I'm content as I celebrate with American citizens languishing in Iranian jails? Major, that's nonsense, and you should know better.
The president says the fates of the Americans being held in Iran could not be linked to the nuclear negotiations, arguing that Iran could have used that as a tool to get more concessions in the talks.
Meanwhile, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani weighing in on Obama's nuke deal with the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism. Here's his reaction.
You have to always be able to walk away from a deal in order to make a good deal. He wanted this deal too badly. Iran got everything it wanted. It got sanctions. And we really have gotten nothing but Iran's word, which is worth nothing.
Giuliani says Iran can't and should not be trusted.
We're making a deal with a man who is publicly committed to the destruction of the state of Israel, to the spread of Islamic extremism.
Giuliani speaking on Fox News. Brad James, The Blaze News.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Arizona News Radio. A Texas woman is dead after hiking Picacho Peak. Mark Clark with the Pinal County Sheriff's Office says the 29-year-old Houston resident was on an outing with her fiancé when she called 911.
She reported that she was having troubles as far as her health on a hike on Sunset Trail, which is a trail that goes up Picacho Peak.
Clark says it looks to be a heat-related death, foul play not suspected. Rangers at Lake Mead investigating a boating accident that sent a woman to a Las Vegas hospital. Spokeswoman Christy Vanover says the incident occurred when one boat crashed into another as they were nearing the shore.
There were three individuals on board the vessel that got hit. Two of those individuals were injured. One was minor injuries. The second, however, an adult female, did suffer some very serious injuries.
And in Geico weather, chance for showers across the state today as Hurricane Dolores pushes more moisture into Arizona. Get your news on demand anytime. Visit ArizonaNewsRadio.com. I'm John Gilliland.
This check of your KFNX traffic of service of a foundation for a better life. You're going to find some delays eastbound I-10, 59th Avenue into the tunnel. If you're traveling over the hill southbound State Route 51, you'll find those brake lights tapping from Shea Boulevard all the way over to Northern. And look for a crash, 24th Street, this one at McDowell. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, for the rest of the morning, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, low near 84. Today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, high near 105. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, low near 84. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, with a high near 103. I'm Ron Pritchard from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're 90 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. More Edward Woodson comes your way on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back. Right before we went on the break, Steve, and we talked about this just now, you made a great point about the press conference. At the end of the press conference, instead of going off, he wanted to stay and gloat. And also, he wanted to...
stick up for Iran. That's what I got out of it.
He's, well, not just that, not just stick up for Iran. He wanted to stick his, it was almost like he wanted to stick it to his critics. And he even said so openly at the end of the press conference. You know, I want to sit here. I want to talk about this. I want to keep talking about this. Like, it was like the press conference was effectively over, but he wanted to stay so he could gloat a little bit. Here's one of the things he did. I don't know if you caught this. Here's a quote. He said, "My hope is that building on this deal, we can continue to have conversations with Iran that incentivizes them to behave differently in the region, to be less aggressive, less hostile, more cooperative." But then he says, "But we're not betting on it." If you want them to... If you want to incentivize them to behave differently in the region, to be less aggressive and less hostile, then why would you give them exactly what they want? That's not going to incentivize them. It's almost, and see, this is what I thought.
Kill them with kindness.
Not just, forget that. You're going to disincentivize. This is, again, the strategy of the left. To disincentivize, it's like the welfare state that we have in America, where we have disincentivized people to work. Because why would you work when you're going to get free stuff? He's now expanded the welfare state to the Iranians.
That's very true.
Right. But then he goes on to say, but we're not betting on it. And he also said, I don't know if you caught this, he also said during the press conference that he does not expect to defeat ISIS in his term. He just slipped that in there.
Yeah, the next president is going to have quite the mess.
Yeah, and they talk about the mess that George W. Bush left. Forget it. This is a nightmare. I'm telling you, this is a freaking nightmare. Okay. That this guy has created, and he's just going to play. He's just going to run out the clock, and he thinks that this is going to be his legacy. His legacy is certainly going to be. And look, you know, one of the comments that he had made a while ago, and we've talked about this, is that he said that ISIS was the JV. Well, ISIS is certainly the JV when you compare them to Iran. I mean, Iran has, for the past 30 years or so, been a literally the world's state sponsor of terrorism throughout the world. It boggles the mind that that this administration would go ahead and allow them to become part of the nuclear family. Look, the sanctions were working.
Yeah, and you'll never be able to get them back once that genie's out of the bottle.
It's done. This whole issue of snapback is just—it's ridiculous. And again, to say that you know there was no alternative here. There's no alternative. It's just either this deal or war. It's ridiculous. But it's done.
Well, it is the one campaign promise that he did keep to fundamentally transform this country.
Well, no. Barack Obama has been probably the most successful president in modern times. And I say that because he has fundamentally transformed America. Say what you will about Mr. Obama. When he said that he was going to fundamentally transform America, this is what he was talking about. And that's what he has done. He has absolutely done it. He's probably the most successful president in modern times to do exactly what he said he was going to do. I think that probably since Ronald Reagan. And I've said this many times. He's the left's version of Ronald Reagan. Hillary. Are you ready for Hillary? So here's what Hillary had to say. I think this is the day before yesterday.
Yeah, it was with MSNBC reporter.
She was chased down. Christian Welker, listen to this.
Secretary Clinton, any takeaways from your briefing on Iran?
It was an excellent briefing. Thank you.
Did they assuage any of the concerns you have?
Here we are.
Thomas, I also asked Secretary Clinton a number of times today if she supports the deal. I know, no answer there.
Yeah, just keep walking, keep smiling, keep walking, keep smiling.
Exactly. Got a similar response when I asked her if she actually supports the deal. I asked her that question several times today. She wouldn't answer that question.
She wouldn't. She's being mocked by the left-wing media. She's even being mocked by them. And what's amazing is that she's not going to answer. You know why she's not going to answer? Because she needs to poll test it first. Seriously. That's why. She needs to poll test it first. That's why she's not going to answer. None of these people ever give you an answer unless it's poll tested first and they've talked to their staff about what they're going to talk about and answer. That's why Donald Trump is resonating, and that's why he's so that's why he's rising in the polls. In fact, yesterday I see another poll that among Republicans now, he's up like his favorability rating is like up like 30 points since March. But still, the media is the mainstream media, both on the left and the right. They're mocking the Donald. You know, Karl Rove has compared him to Todd Akin, and the Donald actually said something about that as well. Said that Karl Rove was a loser, which he is.
I saw where he came out yesterday and said he was worth $10 billion.
Yeah. He said he's worth $10 billion. He would be the wealthiest president ever. To put that in perspective, I think in today's dollars, George Washington would be worth like $500 million. JFK would have been worth $1 billion. $10 billion. Last year, he made like $360 million last year. And just for the Apprentice alone, the show The Apprentice, over $200 million for that show alone. That's insanity, man.
Now he'll collect that and doesn't have to do the show.
I mean, it's insanity. You know, they're gonna, again, the media is gonna continue to bash him. So I want to go back to Hillary real quick. Hillary, is she inadvertently making the conservative case to millennials? And here's why. Everything that the Republicans want to tout in the American economy, and everything that the Democrats fear, can be summed up in one word. Uber. We are now engaging in a debate about the role of app-based companies that are upending old ways of doing business. And the question is, how deeply should government get involved? How should workers be treated? Are 20th century laws designed to protect employees antiquated in this new sharing economy? To Republicans, the boom in app-based services is welcome. It's unbridled free market competition, a long overdue way for hardworking individuals to prosper without government holding them back. Hillary is against Uber, which I thought was stunning. And why is she against Uber? It's very simple. She's against Uber because the unions are against Uber. She gets money from the unions. So now she doesn't like Uber.
You mean she's not standing on principle?
No.
I'm surprised.
See, here's the thing. Uber, literally, Uber is the future of the economy. And it's the future of, I think, it represents politics in America. And Uber is so very free market. And it's something that millennials love. And she's making the conservative case to millennials. Because people are going to go, wait a minute. You don't like Uber? Uber's awesome, dude. No. We don't want Uber. Because then that takes the government out of it. What are you talking about? We can't have that. We can't have free market determining a business. No. We'll be right back.
An excellent briefing.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Would you like to know how to become three times less likely to experience a home burglary? Mike Melton, president of Security Alarm Now, is here to tell us about that.
Statistics show that you're three times less likely to have your home broken into when monitored by a home security system. Right now, we're offering listeners a complete ADT security system free of charge when they call
1-855-753-5660.
You only pay $99 for the installation, and the monitoring is only about a dollar a day.
That's really economical, especially when you're talking about the safety of your family. Are there any other offers for our listeners?
Yes, the next 20 people who call
1-855-753-5660
will receive a free upgraded 2A voice keypad, which allows you to talk to the ADT dispatcher through your keypad. It will also include a $100 Visa gift card.
Call 1-855-753-5660. That's 1-855-753-5660.
Restrictions apply. Call for details.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back. A new report from the nonpartisan Government Accountability Office found that 11 of 12 fictitious people with fake documents who were created as part of an undercover watchdog effort were able to successfully enroll in Obamacare coverage through the federal healthcare.government marketplace. Surprise, surprise. But, of course, lots of real people couldn't. Only the fake people could.
It's like illegal immigrants get all the benefits, you know, and can break all the laws. You or me get pinched.
Dude, we're in bizarro land. The follow-up report to a GAO report last year, released by congressional Republicans on Wednesday, finds that those 11 fictitious people were able to maintain coverage through end of 2014, and then they were automatically re-enrolled for 2015. Some were re-enrolled even though no additional documentation was provided. The marketplace later terminated coverage for 6 of the 11 people, but the GAO was able to reinstate 5 of the 6 by calling the marketplace. I can't believe they actually got through. The GAO found the contractor that handles Obamacare application isn't required to look for fraud, only to inspect to make sure documents haven't been altered. Wow.
I also read yesterday, that the IRS, you know, if you need help on your taxes, forget about it, because they're now having to concentrate so much on Obamacare.
Oh, by the way, the tab for the website now is at $5 billion. Try to wrap your head around that. $5 billion for a website that any 15-year-old can do.
Only the government.
$5 billion. $5 billion. I mean, if it was $5 million, that would be too much. If it was $500,000, it would be too much. $5 billion for a website that still doesn't work. It still doesn't work. So, and I hate to do this, but I want to go back to the press conference. Yesterday, Mr. Obama actually spoke about Bill Cosby, because he was asked a question about Bill Cosby and whether or not and the question was the Presidential Medal of Freedom that was awarded 13 years ago by George W. Bush, by the way. And was asked, in light of the rape and sexual assault accusations, he said, you know, one of the reporters asked about whether or not they could take away the Medal of Freedom. So Mr. Obama said, there's no precedent for revoking a medal. We don't have that mechanism. And as you know, I tend to make it a policy not to comment on the specifics of cases where they might still be criminal, if not civil, issues involved.
What?
Is it exactly? Exactly. That's it. Dude, I know exactly what you're thinking, because I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's all you do. We can go back to the case in Boston where he said the police acted stupidly. Trayvon Martin. Michael Brown. I tend to make it a policy not to comment on the specifics of cases where they might still be criminal, if not civil, issues involved. What? And then he couldn't help himself. Then he paused for effect and he said this. I'll say this. If you give a woman, or a man for that matter, he had to be politically correct, you see that? Without his or her knowledge, a drug, and then have sex with that person without consent. That's rape, Obama said. And I think this country
any civilized country should have no tolerance for rape. Don't you like puppies? Why would anybody have any tolerance for rape? I think in this country, any civilized country, unlike Iran. So, after saying that, he's not going to comment. He commented. Because he cannot help himself. He couldn't help himself. But I thought that was interesting because he says that there's no tolerance for rape. Dude, obviously there's no tolerance for rape. He's Captain Obvious. But I'm still waiting, by the way, to hear the president comment on Kate Steinle. And whether or not he's going to call the family.
Or any of his staff.
Anybody. I think it's interesting, too, that, going back to the Iranian thing, he's sending crazy Uncle Joe to sell this to Congress. He's not going to do it. And I predict that Congress will lay down, and especially the GOP, the feckless GOP led by Boehner and McConnell.
Well, they backed themselves into a corner, Congress has, because now it's got to be, if he vetoes it, it's got to be approved by 2/3, where before it was just, a majority vote.
Right. And he's gonna veto it, and it's going to pass, because that's how it's set up. And the march continues on to Crazy Town, because that's the times we're living in, and there's nothing we can do about it. The horse is out of the barn. All right, we are out of time for the day, but if you missed the show and you want to listen to it or other shows, go to woodsonarchive.com. That's woodsonarchive.com. Also, follow me on Twitter at Ed Woodson Show. And like us on Facebook and send me your friend requests as well. I honor any and all. And you can also email me anytime you want at host at edwardwoodson.com. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
That's nonsense, and you should know better.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever.
Central Dental Care, longtime 1100 supporter, is giving a special for new patients. Get a regular cleaning, x-rays, a whole mouth exam, and new you 30-minute teeth whitening for only $95, regularly $750. Serving Arizona for 13 years, Central Dental Care provides experienced, top-rated dentistry. Call 602-903-5935 to give yourself or someone you know a brighter smile. 602-903-5935 or visit centraldentalcare.com.
Does your swimming pool look a little green? Well,
get mad. Get mad.
Ever left your pool maintenance to a teen? Ha, good luck.
Don't get
Hello friends, Dan Sleaser here for Maddie's Pools. Have you been considering new PebbleTech or replastering your pool? Maddie's can remodel your pool with new tile or clean your tile in just 5 days. Maddie's will take your pool from mediocre to magnificent with a beautiful new waterfall or travertine deck. Maddie's can also take care of all your pumps, filters, motors, lights, salt systems, and any equipment repairs you may need. Remember, if your pool's green, don't get mad, get Maddie's. Call the professionals at 480-840-6370. That's 480-840-6370. Or reach us on the web at maddiespool.com. And folks, please watch those little ones by the pool.
Don't get mad. Don't get mad now. Come on, get Maddie's.
From the realms of astronomy, space, aviation,
weather. This is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of space. NASA Administrator Mike Griffin recently testified.